stolen. It was a sunny day in the yard. My friends were all busy laying eggs or enjoying dirt baths. I was pulling a nice, long, juicy worm out of the ground when I felt hands lift me up, grab me tightly, and carry me over to the fence. I squawked and squawked, but the hands did not let me go. A boy held me tightly against his chest, and I couldn't move. He carried me a long way. I had never been out of the yard before, and I was frightened to see strange trees and buildings. We came to a house and went inside. The ground felt funny. There was no grass or dirt, just soft, furry stuff that I couldn't dig into. "You're my pet now," the boy said. "You can live here with me." A woman came and shouted, "Get that hen out of here! It will poop on my carpet!" The boy yelled back, "It won't, Mum, it's my pet." "Where did you get it from?" his mum said. "I found it and I'm keeping it," the boy said. "No, you are not. It must belong to somebody. Put it in the neighbour's yard where there is some grass until we can find the owner." She picked me up and put me over the fence. A big dog ran over and started sniffing at me, so I flew back over the fence again. I wasn't used to flying that far, and I was exhausted. The boy put me in a box and put a lid on the top. I couldn't see the sky or the trees, and it was dark inside. I scratched around, but the box was smooth. I missed the soft earth. I sat down and wondered what was going to happen to me now. I sat in the dark box for a long time. The boy threw some bread in and put a small container of water in the corner. But I was frightened. Suddenly the lid was lifted and two boys' faces peered in at me. "It's a bit skinny," one of them said. "Can she lay eggs?" "Of course," the other boy answered. "Look." He showed him a box of eggs. I realized he must have taken eggs out of the nest, as well as taking me from the hen house. There would be trouble when the farmer saw that there were no eggs. "Golly," the boy said, "I'll give you $2 for her." "Okay, and your snails," he agreed. My box was lifted up with me in it and shook from side to side as I was moved. It was becoming hot in the box now. It must have been sitting in the sun. I squawked at the boy, but he took no notice. Then I heard a man's voice. "What have you got there, son?" "A hen. I bought it from John," the boy said. "Where did he get it from?" the man said. "He said he found it in the bushes," the boy said. "Mrs. Cole has a few hens. It looks like one of hers. Let's go and ask her, and John can come too," the boy's dad said, and picked up the box. "Good," I thought, "they're going to take me home." We called in at John's place on the way. I heard him arguing and saying he didn't want to come. His mother said he had to, and she would come with him to make sure he did. The man held the box I was in and walked for a while before putting me down. I heard him ask Mrs. Cole if she had lost the hen. She opened the lid and said, "Yes, that is my hen. I wondered where it had got to." I knew her voice. I was very pleased to hear her. I knew I would be safe now. "My eggs went missing too," she said, as she put me back in the hen run. She was pretty mad. Then there was shouting. The man and the woman were growling furiously at the boys, and they were crying and saying they were sorry. But I didn't care. I was busy laying an egg.